Great. So, hi Fraser Brown. Thank you so much for coming to this interview.
My pleasure.
So yeah, I'd just like to get started straight into this interview. So could you tell me a bit about your role, what it means for Heathrow?
Yeah, sure. I've got the privilege of being the retail director at Heathrow.
Right.
I've been a retail director for about 4.5 years. So we've had some normal times, and we've had obviously COVID, and then now thankfully in the recovery. And basically what my team are responsible for is all the food and beverage that you would see as a customer and a passenger going through the airport, and all the retail as well. So everything from a duty-free store to a luxury store, to grabbing a newspaper in WH Smith. We've got about 350 retail units across our four terminals, and it's a concession model. So my team are working with partners, many of them who are here at the show and the conference, to make sure that we can deliver the best food and the best retail experience, so that we, you know, make really match up to our vision of delivering the best vehicle service in the world.
Right. Is that a tough vision?
It's a very engaging one, because it's a very aspirational one.
Right.
And it's been tough through COVID.
Yeah.
To try to maintain that, where we've had less colleagues,
yeah,
obviously much less passengers, and the financial implications of that for us as a private business.
Right. That's interesting. Okay. So you mentioned obviously your knee deep into retail in Heathrow. So could you tell me what some of the trends of retail have been like for the past few years, and how it's navigated through socioeconomic crisis like COVID and cost of living situation as well?
So when we talk about retail, a lot of people will focus on what's happening in domestic life, you know, the kind of shops that are maybe behind us here in Amsterdam. And clearly we've all seen, you know, the rise of pure play e-commerce retailers like Amazon, like eBay, and they've really hit retailers who are operating on high streets around the world. And before COVID, actually, what many of the retailers and the brands that we work with and was telling us is they really loved their travel retail business, mm-hmm, because they weren't seeing that same impact.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, airports were continuing with airlines to deliver more and more passengers, mm-hmm, as there was global growth in aviation. And those passengers for brands are actually very rich relative to the type of people that they would see on their typical high street or shopping mall.
Mm-hmm.
So we were delivering demographically interesting passengers as an industry to travel retail, and we were delivering that at scale.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the case as an industry, and specifically at Heathrow. Mm-hmm. So the retailers in many senses were seeing their travel business as a beacon of hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were losing money on the high street or seeing their numbers reducing, but actually they were seeing the numbers increasing in travel retail. Now that led, I think, to be honest, to a little bit of a problem, which was a little bit of complacency around how fresh the offers were, how exciting and dynamic they were, and also how quickly we were thinking about digital in the context of travel retail.
Yeah, okay, it's really interesting. I didn't know that. Okay, so off that topic, so how do you think technology has affected the development of Heathrow retail? Have they adapted to it as quick as you'd like it to?
So the team will tell you nobody goes as fast as I want them to. I'm very impatient.
Right.
But I think if I just pick up on digital rather than the more general technology,
mm-hmm,
I think the opportunity for us to use digital to properly augment the physical experience that we have at the airport,
mm-hmm,
is something that we need to go further and faster. So let me give you an example. Most airports are really good now at using digital for basic passenger information, so flight information, terminal information, even for wayfinding. We do that at Heathrow very, very well. In commerce terms, most airports do parking very well. So you will be able to go onto heathrow.com/parking, pre-book your parking. We use yield management, so that allows you to save money as well, and that allows us to be competitive with off-airport operators.
Mm.
What we haven't done is translate that competence fast enough into our retail business.
Okay.
And that's the opportunity.
Okay.
So for example, if you wanted to browse the duty-free catalogue, you could at Heathrow. We have a reserve and collect website called Heathrow Boutique.
Okay.
And that works really well, but it doesn't quite have the level of assortment or all the brands that we want on it.
No.
And the complication is we're not the retailer, of course. Mm. When we're selling our car parking, we are.
Mm.
But it's actually, how do we curate that on behalf of the retailers and brands that we work with?
Right.
So it's a little bit more complicated.
Right, okay. That's interesting. And finally, for my final question, so what can you decipher from passenger behaviour when interacting and managing retail at Heathrow?
So from a passenger behaviour point of view, we're obviously very interested in how people behave post-COVID.
Okay.
You know, it's been a a terrible thing for the industry. It's clearly been a medical disaster and tragic for so many people around the world. But if we just focus on the behaviour of passengers coming through the airport post-COVID, you know, we were thinking about, will people behave differently? Will they turn up at a different time? Will they be less likely or more likely to engage in food and beverage or retail, given their experience? And what we're seeing, and it's early days, is people are still turning up a little bit early because there is still this, I think, apprehension about how well the industry as a total around the world is recovered. So people are turning up early, and at Heathrow, you know, we're managing now to get through the vast majority of our passengers, getting through the security at the kind of times that we would expect and we saw pre-COVID. And that allows us to have a commercial opportunity where those passengers are dwelling in the departures lounge for a reasonable amount of time. And what I can tell you is people are engaging in both the retail offer and the food and beverage offer. But it's not uniform. So if you permit me, on food and beverage, it's doing really well. So people, because they're dwelling longer, they are eating. And also because they don't know what they're going to get on the aircraft, they're grabbing and going as well. So we're seeing a bit of a double bounce. However, on shopping in the UK, because the UK government chose to remove the VAT-free purchasing scheme, and we are now VAT paid in the departure lounge, we've got a structural competitive disadvantage. We often describe it as the kind of tourism tax that the government has given the industry in the UK. And that is seeing, sadly, a reduction in the sales in beauty and cosmetics and in luxury products. Because why would I buy in London if I come here to Schiphol and I can buy tax-free in Schiphol and take it back to the UK? So we continue to press the British government, and today, the 15th of March, the Chancellor in the UK will be talking about this budget. That is an opportunity we think that is missing to make UK travel retail even more competitive and more successful as we come out of recovery.
Again, very insightful into that. So thank you so much for that interview.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Cool.